By Sydney Black. Hi, arts lovers. This month I had the pleasure of hooking up with Sarah Orton, who is a multi-talented performer and voice actor living in Nelson. Here's your chance to have a peek into what keeps this Selkirk College alum in our community. What's your background, training, and story as a musician?
I grew up in a musical family. My dad was a bit of a deadhead, so we always had rock and roll playing around the house, and my mom is an amazing country bluegrass singer and multi-instrumentalist. She plays the guitar, harmonica, and accordion. There were other musicians in her bloodline too, so I think it was natural for my brother and I to both learn instruments. He's a very gifted guitar player. I tried learning piano and guitar. My parents even got me a drum set when I was a kid, but voice was the one thing I remained committed to growing up. My mom's side of the family is also Dukabor, so singing is woven into our cultural background, and I've always felt drawn to it in a way I couldn't explain. I've been singing and writing music in bands for most of my adult life. That's where I'm most at peace.
Why did you end up in Nelson?
I was actually born here. I grew up just down the river, but attending the Selkirk College Music and Technology program was the reason I moved here initially.
How did you score your biggest professional gig?
I've been fortunate enough to sing with Moontrix these last few years. They're doing really amazing things with their career right now, touring the world and bringing all ages together to dance and experience electronic music in a folk blues organic way. It's so inspiring to watch and even more special to be a part of. We opened for Lord on the main stage at Rifflandia in 2022. I have a ridiculous photo of me being projected 40 feet tall on the large screens that line the stage where I watched artists like Cat Power and Cypress Hill the night before. That definitely felt big and professional.
But our music community here at home is fairly small and intertwined. Everyone shares a bandmate or two. I'm pretty sure I just reached out to jam with Moontrix sometime. Obviously that went well.
Any hot tips for people who want to live rurally but be a professional musician?
Find a solid vehicle.
Jokes aside, it's always good to get clear about what being a professional anything looks like for you individually. Everyone's journeys are so different, but having another income helps. There does seem to be more support than ever for people in the arts living rurally, so that's pretty cool. We're also living in such a unique time with social media and the internet steering people's careers. It's powerful, but it can also be overwhelming. Most people I know don't love that side of things, so I think it's important to figure out how to utilize these tools in a fun and uplifting way that supports you in your practice and doesn't depress you. It's a great way to stay connected with music and arts organizations. Subscribe to their newsletters to stay informed about programs and grant deadlines. Also, take advantage of the post-COVID landscape. There are so many amazing online workshops being offered now. Get people's contacts and start building a network. Don't be afraid to follow up if you don't hear anything. Sometimes people just need reminders. It can be tough, but put yourself on people's radar because, adding to my previous answer, you never really know what others are planning. And if they aren't planning anything, get together with friends and make something happen yourselves. We live in a really beautiful place and should take advantage of how slow things are here. Focus on your craft and find your people. They're looking for you too.
Any new projects that you have in the works?
Penny Shades is releasing our second EP in June that we recorded at Propel Studio in Caslow last summer. Keep an eye out for that. I'll be singing everywhere with everyone again this summer. Come find us.
Sydney Black is executive director of the Nelson and District Arts Council. Blank Canvas appears monthly.